Next, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Christmas at Castle Heart. At night in a city, Christmas lights sparkle. Text, Alaif Films Media and Merlin Films Production, Lacey Chabert, Stuart Townsend. At a Christmas party in a hotel ballroom, a smiling server carries a tray of drinks. Partygoers wear suits and gowns as they mingle.
Sparkling cranberries. Oh. Sparkling cranberries.
Thank you.
The server brings a young boy cocoa.
And this is for you. And then this one is for her. Oh.
The boy brings the second cocoa mug to a little girl. She smiles. The server's high heel snaps off. She totters toward a table, then sets down her tray. As she kicks her shoes beneath a table, a woman walks up behind her with two pastry trays.
You. What are these?
Oh, eclairs with icing sugar.
I wouldn't feed these to my dogs.
That's probably wise even without the extra frosting.
The woman glares, then forces a smile.
Page modern events exemplify two things, class and elegance. These resemble neither. Get rid of them immediately.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Paige Monahan.
Oh, Miss Monahan, it is an honor to meet you. I've only worked with you for a few months. I'm Brooke Bennett.
I'm not interested at the moment. And find some shoes.
Of course.
Brooke's smile fades as Paige strides away. Then, Brooke hobbles with her broken heels on. At a kitchen counter, a colleague stares at a phone.
Oh, you want space? Question mark? Well, we're done. How's that for space? Question mark, angry face.
Cable company again?
Derek has decided to spend the holidays in Colorado with his friends and didn't think it was worth mentioning to me before booking the flights. I'm done. We're done. It's over.
Oh, sorry. What's with those? Oh, apparently they don't meet Miss Monahan's standards of elegance in class.
Huh. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe I should be the judge.
Margot.
Elegant. Classy. Elegant and classy.
Oh, Paige Monahan wouldn't know class if it jumped out of the shake.
In fact, she can take these eclairs
and what? Question mark.
Margot turns to face Paige.
Miss Monahan.
Later, a door shuts behind Brooke and Margot.
Whatever, that job stunk anyway.
Yeah, who needs it?
Yeah.
Well, we kind of did. Shouldn't fire both of us. You know, you could have stayed.
What, abandoned my sister?
At Christmas? Never. You know what? Maybe it's a good thing.
Maybe now we finally start our own event planning company. Right? I mean, we've talked about it for years. And plus, we're a million times better than that hack.
Oh, total hack.
Yeah.
You know what? Hack Central. Mayor of Hackstown, USA.
Exactly.
They toss their aprons.
We'll figure it out. We always do.
Brooke pulls the aprons from the trash.
Sorry. Just, it's part of the uniform. We gotta get that deposit back.
At Brooke and Margot's apartment, Christmas lights brighten a dim living room. Brooke sets down her takeout meal.
Is this it? I mean, is this all?
There's another thing of Kung Pao, but I was kind of saving it for breakfast.
No, I mean, life. There's got to be more to life. There's got to be more than this. I'm sick of getting stepped on by the Paige Monahans of the world.
Right, the Derricks of the world.
Dans of the world.
He didn't deserve you, Brooke. The divorce was not...
You're right. It's okay. We both deserve better.
Look at us. Partnerless.
Familyless. Now we're jobless.
Well, maybe it's a gift, you know? Like, sometimes it takes hitting bottom to find your way back to the top.
You know, the money Dad left us was for a rainy day, and right now it's a bit of a downpour. You know what we do? We go to Ireland, like, tomorrow.
Why would we go to Ireland?
Why wouldn't we go? I mean, if Dad had been healthy enough to travel when he discovered his Irish roots, he would have given anything to track down his relatives. Our relatives. We've got family over there, Brooke. Think about that.
How do we lose them both?
As Margot's gaze lowers, Brooke leans toward her sister.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yes. Maybe it is time to just shake the tree.
Yes! Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, but if you get us thrown into an Irish prison, I'm not going to be happy.
In the daytime, a plane soars through a blue sky. In Ireland, Snow blankets rolling hills. In a coastal town, Brooke and Marco emerge from a bed and breakfast next to a gallery.
Oh, we need to find a pub.
It's barely noon. I mean, even Aunt Lydia waited till 3 to start cracking ciders.
And if we're serious about tracking down our relatives, it's a logical place to start.
They stroll down a sidewalk.
I mean, this isn't Cheers where everybody just knows your name. It's Ireland.
Exactly.
Exactly what? You have to make a point before you say exactly.
Exactly. Pub. I'll even let you pick.
The sisters smile and link arms. Meanwhile, an SUV drives along the coastal road. A dusting of snow covers the grass as the SUV parks near a lake. A man steps out and gazes toward a castle decorated with Christmas lights. Then, his gaze drifts toward a smaller building on the castle grounds. As the SUV drives onward toward the castle, another man on the roadside tips his cap. Inside the castle, Christmas trees and lights decorate a room with a high ceiling and red carpet. The man from the SUV enters with a smile.
Fionn! You look like you've seen a ghost.
Of course not, my lord. I wasn't expecting.
I was only teasing you. Happy to see you, my friend.
A woman walks downstairs.
Does Siobhan know of your arrival?
Well, if it isn't the Earl of Glasslough gracing us with his glorious presence.
If I had to wager. Siobhan.
The Earl pastes on a smile.
You look well. And the renovations are stunning.
I'll let the staff know the Earl approves. To what do we owe the pleasure? Thought you were designing a building in Italy.
I was, but the project hit a bump, so I thought I'd come home for Christmas.
Dear brother, we both know it's neither honor nor sense of duty that brings you here. And it's certainly not Christmas, so what is it really?
Well, I've also come to address the castle's current financial situation.
I see. So you've come to play hero and save the day?
Siobhan.
And then what? Ride off into the sunset again? Well, don't expect me to be thanking you for it anytime soon. Your quarters are as you left them. But you'll want a broom. There's about 5 years' worth of dust to be dealt with.
As Siobhan strides away, the Earl frowns. Later, the Earl walks down a sidewalk. Outside a pub, a woman approaches.
Oh, the Earl of Glasslough gracing us with his presence. It's a Christmas miracle.
Let me help you with those, Clara. And Aidan, not Earl?
Aidan takes Clara's bags as they head into the pub.
Have you been to see Siobhan yet?
I have.
Was she...
Happy to see me. Over the moon.
Aidan, I've known the two of you since you were kids. Siobhan loves you. She's missed you. We all have.
I'm not so sure about that, but I'm happy to see all of you and this place. It's been too long.
Catch me up over a pint.
I suppose there's time for one in the house.
We haven't missed you that much.
Good man.
A bartender serves Aidan a pint of beer. Outside, Brooke and Margot approach the pub.
Oh, awesome. I pick this one.
Hey, great, come on. Let's go.
Brooke and Margot sit at the bar near Aidan.
I love this place. It is so
Irish.
Welcome to Lanigan's, ladies. What can I get for you?
Do you have a drink menu?
Beer, whiskey, or beer and whiskey?
Beer? Whiskey. I can't believe we're here.
I know.
I feel like we've stepped into a movie or something. We're not from around here.
You don't say.
We're from New York. We're event planners. Yeah, we've had a little time off, so we've actually come to Ireland to look for...
Leprechauns?
Excuse me?
If it's leprechauns you're after, there's a rainbow at the end of the street filled with a pot of gold.
Oh.
Now, if you spot one of those little devils, don't get too close. They're a wee bit bitey this time of year.
Don't mind him. He's a wee bit bitey himself today. What was it you girls were looking for?
Well, before our father passed away, we unsealed his adoption records, and it turns out his birth parents were both born in Ireland.
Yeah, we're looking for our relatives.
Yeah, all we know about them is their last name is O'Reilly.
I'm an O'Reilly.
Really?
Oh.
And so is he. In fact, O'Reilly?
Yeah?
You've certainly come to the right part of Ireland, but I'm afraid you might be searching for an O'Reilly in a haystack. Oh. But if you're looking to pass the time, Castle Hart is just down the way, and they give tours every hour on on the hour. Isn't that right?
Yep, but there's a dragon in that castle, and she really does bite.
Brooke turns to Margot.
Event planners, really?
Oh, I was hardly going to say unemployed waitresses from New York, was I? Plus, we're on vacation. We could be whoever we want.
You're right. And you know what? Let's start with happy and employed.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
At Castle Hart.
Although Castle Hart was built in the 1870s, the estate dates all the way back to 1633. The earlship, granted centuries ago, originated with Charles Hart.
If this doesn't pick up a bit, I'm scaling the wall.
Yeah, I might have to go with you.
I mean, earlship, lordship, spaceship, who cares?
Oh, you know what we should do? We should go check out that Christmas market we saw on the way here.
Oh, yes.
Right?
How do we? Just go.
At the market.
See, now this is fun. This is how our ancestors celebrated Christmas. I feel more Irish already.
If you start river dancing, you're on your own.
If I start river dancing, I won't be on my own for long.
Brooke browses a table of treats.
I need to find the ladies' room.
Really? I'll be here. Mm-hmm. May I get these, please?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
As Brooke pays for her treats, Aiden approaches.
Okay.
I think Santa Claus is that way.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, you know what? We don't have Santa Claus in America. No, it's just a little elf who drives around in a pickup truck. He looks like Abraham Lincoln, and he hands out apple pies.
Sounds like it might be worth a visit.
They smile.
How was your tour?
It was short. The castle's so beautiful, but the whole earls and lords thing, I don't know.
Care to elaborate?
Well, I get that it's a huge part of European history, but it's just so unrelatable, you know?
I'm the earl of such and such, and I have a castle.
An earl that sounds like the queen.
Yeah, it just feels a little out of touch.
Well, it's not just baseless posturing. Historically, the earl was the governing body for the people, and it was a title held with great reverence.
And nowadays?
I'll tell you what. I have some connections at the castle, and if you're interested, I could arrange for a private tour, see if I can't change your mind.
What now? Directions to a field of four-leaf clovers? He's offering us a private tour of the castle.
Oh, is he now?
For the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
The sisters smile.
If you're interested, meet me at the castle at 9 and ask for my name at the door.
Which is?
Aiden Hart.
As Aiden strolls away, Brooke and Margot's eyes widen. Later, the sisters wheel bicycles up to the castle.
Can't believe we agreed to a tour with Leprechaun Guy.
It could be interesting. And we'll give it 5 minutes. If it seems dodgy, we'll bail. Good morning. We're guests of Mr. Hart.
Indeed. Right this way.
Meanwhile, in a parlor.
5 years I've been struggling to keep this estate afloat while you've been off traveling the globe playing architect to the stars. 5 years I've been bearing the burden of this castle in your name, the Earl of Glasslock.
That title was important to Dad. I never wanted it.
And I never wanted to find myself on the brink of having our family's legacy fall into the hands of a greedy bank, but here we are.
I'm sorry. Truly. But look, I'm here now. Let me help.
After the news I received this morning, it's a little late for that, I'm afraid.
Siobhan, please, what's going on?
As Brooke waits for the tour to begin, she jiggles her legs.
What? I have to go. Why didn't you go earlier? Well, because earlier I was at a 2, and now I'm a 12 out of a possible 10. What are you doing?
Find a restroom. There must be like 300 in this place. There's probably one up here.
Margot, don't worry. I think we're allowed to just come on and wander around.
Then.
Oh, Sullivan just up and quit. Citing what reason?
Overextended, apparently. He hadn't arranged a single thing. No band, no caterers, no decorations. All he'd done is send out invitations to a party that doesn't exist.
Well, have you tried searching for
a replacement? Of course. Everyone is booked. Along with everything else in this town.
Aiden. Hi. You said 9. We aren't snooping.
We need a restroom. She's out of 12.
Oh, of course. Down the hall, 2 lefts, then another left, then a right. Can't miss it.
Thanks.
Brooke hurries off.
Siobhan, this is, I didn't even get your name.
Oh, I'm Margot.
Margot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met yesterday and I promised them a private tour. They're vacationing from New York. Did you say you do event planning?
Yeah, I did say that.
What sort of events?
You know, the usual. Weddings, inaugurations, quinceañeras, all the fancy ones. Big and fancy. But I'm just logistics. My sister's the creative one. It's her company. So what's the heating bill like in a place like this? Oof.
I know this might be a horrible imposition, but I find myself in quite a bind at the moment. We host an annual Christmas gala for the Duchess of Abercorn, and the gentleman in charge of planning it has unceremoniously quit. We're in dire need of a replacement.
And you're asking us?
We'd pay your full fee and then some for the inconvenience. And you're welcome to stay in the castle for sake of ease. This gala is...
of great importance.
Well, I'll just need to check with my sister, but, really, we'd be delighted.
Brilliant. You're sure?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yes.
I can't tell you what a relief this is. What's your company? I'd love to take a look at your website, see some previous events.
Later, Brooke meets Margot at the bottom of a staircase.
There you are. I got so lost I almost ended up in Scotland.
Okay, here's the thing. I did something big, something amazing for us.
Margot, what are you talking about?
I'll explain later. I just need you to play along, okay? This could change
Lady.
Our lives.
Again, I can't thank you enough for coming on board at such short notice. Turning the family castle into a hotel was a huge gamble. Now, 5 years in, to see it all at risk. Your help at this point is everything. Assuming you're both in agreement?
We discussed it, and we're incredibly excited.
Can't wait to find out more.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Here is a folio with all the pertinent information for planning the gala. And if you need anything at all, you have round the clock at your disposal the Earl of Glasslough.
The sisters stare at Aidan.
It's truly an honor to be working with you, Paige. Or would you prefer Ms. Monaghan?
Later, the sisters leave the castle.
I cannot believe you told them I'm Paige Monaghan.
All I said was it's your company.
It's called Paige Monaghan Events. It's unlikely it's named after the family pet. Do you remember that whole part where I said we can't get thrown in prison?
No, it's not like it's illegal.
It's highly unethical.
No, it's not unethical. Okay, all right, yeah, it's a tiny bit unethical, but just, Brooke, hear me out.
No, you have to go back in there and tell them the truth.
Brooke!
Margot!
Brooke!
Margot!
Brooke!
A valet brings their bicycles.
Thank you.
They walk.
I'm sorry, I lied, but you heard Siobhan. Their event planner quit, and if this gala doesn't happen, it can ruin them. The Duchess has ties to all of Ireland's high society. If this relationship goes south, so does the business. They need our help. They need your help.
No, they need Paige Monaghan's help. I'm not...
No, you're a million times better and nicer.
How many fairy tale balls have you planned in your head? The music, the decor, right down to the color of the napkins.
I know, you're right. More times than is healthy, but that's not the point.
No, the point is they're in trouble and they need help.
You'll come clean afterwards, but then you'll have saved the day.
You're the one who wanted to shake the tree.
Yeah, but this isn't a tree. This is the whole forest.
Well, then let's shake the whole forest. We can do this. Come on, you know we can.
Plus, if we do it, we get to stay in the castle.
As Margot wheels her bike away, Brooke peers up at Castle Hart. A smile tugs at Brooke's lips.
Available around the clock. I'm not a concierge service.
That was unfair. I should have said you'll be with them every step of the way to ensure that this gala is as spectacular an affair as the Duchess expects.
Look, Siobhan, I just really don't think that...
You don't have to. Just make sure Paige has what she needs to pull the gala together in the next 2 weeks. Take her to where she needs to go, introduce her to people, write checks. You want to be the hero? This is how you do that.
Aidan picks up his jacket.
I'll go press my cape.
Siobhan smiles as he leaves her office. Under a hazy winter sky, Brooke and Margot wait outside the bed and breakfast with their luggage. As a car rolls up, they glimpse Aidan at the wheel.
Are you serious?
He climbs out.
Ladies, your carriage awaits.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't have guessed chauffeur was included in the job description of Earl.
You and I both. But my sister... and I thought it best for me to accompany you at all times to ensure our full support.
At all times? Is that...
Yeah, no, we're fine on our own, thanks.
Yeah. Suit yourself, but just in case.
He gives them a card.
Is this where you were staying?
Yeah, why?
I just thought, assumed women of your taste might choose somewhere a little less quaint.
Oh, you know the old saying, subtlety is the cornerstone of class.
We're meeting the Duchess at once, so for that, I'll get you settled into your new quarters.
Oh, we might need some extra clothing racks because we didn't exactly pack light, so.
I don't think that's going to be an issue.
The car drives along the winding road toward Castle Hart. A light dusting of snow clings to the lawn and treetops. Later, Aiden shows Brooke and Margot into their quarters. In a room with large windows and velvet drapes, a fireplace glows near a Christmas tree.
Well, will it suffice?
Yeah. This will be just fine. Thank you.
Brilliant. The adjoining room is Margot's. It's same size, but without a fireplace.
Great.
I'll let you guys get settled.
Thank you.
Aiden leaves. The sisters grin and slip off their shoes. Then, they jump on the bed like children.
One more thing.
Aiden returns.
Hi. Yeah, we were just looking for
a spider. There was a spider.
Right, and we were going to catch it. Cause...
With your bare hands?
We're from New York.
Right. Well, I just wanted to let you know the spa, in-room dining, etc. is on the house.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
With a knowing smile, Aiden leaves the room again. Brooke and Margot flop down onto the mattress. Later, Siobhan drives the sisters to the Duchess's residence. On the lawn, blue and gold lights decorate pine trees. They climb out of the car.
Remember, you address the Duchess as Your Grace. What am I doing? I'm sure you've worked with members of the aristocracy before.
Never hurts to be prepared.
She can be a bit precise.
We'll be fine. Brooke's a bit precise herself.
Who?
Siobhan's brows knit with confusion.
Brooke is it's a nickname. I used to read a ton, and my mom would call me her little bookworm. But when Margot said it came out Brookworm.
Oh.
So cute.
Yeah. Brookworm.
So it just kind of stuck, you know.
Now, I hate to ask you this, but the Duchess can't know I lost my event planner, or she'll question whether I'm up to the task.
We'll play along. We're fine bending the truth.
Only when it's for a good cause.
Brooke and Margot follow Siobhan inside. An attendant shows the group into an elegant parlor. On a chair near a Christmas tree, the Duchess smiles.
Your Grace, so nice to see you. Allow me to introduce from New York, Paige Monaghan and Margot Bennett. Ladies, the Duchess of Abercorn, Julia Dunleavy.
Your Grace, it's a pleasure.
Your Grace, sweet place.
My mother's third husband was a Monaghan. Which branch of the tree are you descendant from? Is it Seamus or Killeen?
Seamus.
Mm.
Seamus, right? Yeah, for a long time we thought it was the other one, but no. Seamus.
So did your people...
My look at the time. I think we really should discuss this gala.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, great.
Is Mr. O'Sullivan not joining us?
Mr. O'Sullivan has been let go. His efforts didn't reflect the taste and elegance befitting a woman of your refinement. This is where Margot and I excel. Mm. So we'd love to hear from you, your vision. Anyone can throw a glitter and gold, put the royals to shame Christmas gala, but what do you want?
Exactly what you just described.
Okay. All right. I do think there's an opportunity here to do something really unique. Let's create an event people are actually excited about and look forward to every year. Let's put the moonlight to shame.
We know how to throw a banger.
A what?
A banger. It's like a...
Why don't you tell us about the event and what it means to you, and then we can go from there.
Well, it is more than just a Christmas party. This is a social event of the season. My guests expect the finest food, elegant decor, classical music. And money is no object, but it must be something special, memorable.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to forget this year. Nope.
And accomplishing that in 12 days won't be a problem, will it?
12 days. Oh, for us, no. 12 days is a dream.
Totally.
Total dream.
at the market.
This is a nightmare. I mean, all of the decorations they used last year have already been rented. The two major rental houses in Dublin, they have zero inventory. There are no tasteful Christmas decorations left. And we haven't even started looking for a caterer.
Why can't the restaurant at the castle just do it?
Because they're set up for dinner for 30, not catering for 100.
What are we gonna do?
I don't think we have a choice. We're gonna call the Earl. Things are about to get a little more complicated.
If it's decorations you're looking for, there's really only one place I can think of, but... Every year, the whole of Glasslough would turn out for a massive holiday party. The 12 pubs of Christmas. We start at one end of the town and work its way from pub to pub to the other end. We used to host the final stop on the castle grounds. It was a lavish party with food, drinks, music. Yeah. It was a way of letting the locals know that the castle was as much theirs as ours.
That's so nice. But not anymore.
Well, after the remodel, Siobhan felt that hosting the gala for the Duchess made better financial sense given the type of clientele we were hoping to attract. Mm.
But why not just do both?
Unfortunately, they often land in the same evening. Needless to say, the townsfolk were none too pleased. They felt shunned by their newly appointed Earl.
Oh, so I take it no more free marshmallows in your hot chocolate.
Precisely. And the one fella that might be able to help us is the man with all the marshmallows.
Aiden parks outside a snowy bungalow decorated for Christmas. In a workshop, a man adjusts a Christmas star.
Let me see if I got this right. Your lordship cancels the community party, turns his back on the entire town, and now you're here looking for a favor.
Mr. O'Connor, Liam, if I may, listen, I know how you feel. You know, sometimes people make incredibly selfish decisions without considering how other people are going to be affected.
Who are you again?
Paige Monaghan. She's planning the gala for the Duchess.
Any relation to Dara Monaghan?
How far back do you want to go? The invention of fire? It's likely. May I ask what this is you're working on?
It's a tree. Christmas tree. This is the top section.
Wow, that is unlike anything I've ever seen before. Could I see the rest of it?
You can have a look, but not him.
Close your eyes.
As Aiden shakes his head, Brooke follows Liam toward a curtain.
You're the first person outside of myself to lay eyes on this.
As Liam lifts the curtain, Brooke stares in awe.
Oh, wow, that is going to be extraordinary.
Aiden peeks.
I know this is a really big ask, but is there any way you would consider loaning that to me for the night, for the gala? I get it. I would be angry too. I really would be. I'd be so angry. But you know what I've learned about dealing with people like him? The best thing is just to prove him wrong. Prove he has no power over you. I mean, think about that. Think about the look on the Duchess's face and the Earl's face when they see your work defiantly on display, saying, not only am I here, but I am stealing the show.
I'll do it for you, not him.
Thank you.
As Brooke smiles, Aiden shakes his head.
Thank you so much.
Later, at Castle Hart.
What has 14 letters and is impossible to pronounce?
The town where I found the linens, place settings, and glassware.
You found the bone china?
Great. And what about the tablecloths
with the lace scalloping?
Yeah. All of it. I had to bribe the lady with an invite to the gala, but she agreed to truck everything over.
Amazing. 10 days to go. We're making progress.
All right. What about catering?
No dice. I've tried every person with a walk-in refrigerator within 15 miles, but they're all booked.
But I didn't have one idea.
Just one?
That's unusual for you.
I worked a party for Paige last year, a big event, and the guest chef is out of Dublin. I was thinking I could find her name online.
No. If she and Paige already know each other,
that could work in our favor, you know? We just say that Paige couldn't make it and she sent you instead.
I mean, we're probably spending the rest of our 30s in an 8x10 cell anyway, so let's just go down swinging.
I mean, we're not.
Margot rushes off.
Okay.
Later, on the stairs.
I was just on my way to see if you needed anything.
You know, you sure do have a lot of free time for an Earl who moonlights as a chauffeur.
Well, I'm in between gigs.
I noticed your card said architect. I assume that's a day job?
Yeah.
Did you do this?
No, this is all Siobhan. It's the first time I'm seeing it since completion.
Oh, do you not live here?
I live wherever my projects are. I just spent the last 6 months in Italy. Before that, Germany, China, Dubai,
That sounds so exotic.
Jennifer Barkley! She's based in Dublin. She's potentially available and wants to meet at one to discuss. She loved working for Paige.
Brooke tilts her head.
For you. Working for you. You're Paige.
Correct. And you're Margot.
I'm Margot.
Hi, Margot.
Hey.
It's just a fun little game to play.
I'm Aiden.
Aiden.
Who loved working for you?
A caterer in Dublin. Right. So it's noon. I should probably get moving.
Oh, I'll give you a ride.
No.
Don't
no.
do that. I'll drive myself.
Right.
All the way to Dublin.
Yeah.
Siobhan would have my head. Come on.
Okay.
The car's right in front.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Later, Aiden parks the car outside a catering business in Dublin. As Brooke climbs out, Aiden follows.
You don't need to come in. In fact, it's probably better that you don't. You know, after the whole Earl thing with Liam and...
Why do I suddenly feel like Ebenezer Scrooge?
But much better looking.
Aiden's brows raise.
Not that I'm looking, or not looking, not looking. I'll be back.
He smiles as Brooke scurries inside.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Brooke. I'm flattered Paige thought of me.
You did such a great job with the event in New York.
Oh, I appreciate that. And a gala at the castle sounds right up my alley. I am committed to another event that weekend, so I'd have to bring on extra help.
Well, I hear money is no object.
In that case, let's try a few things, eh?
This is the best part.
That's why we're here.
May I?
Please.
Brooke samples pastry, meanwhile.
Excuse me.
Oh, hey.
Can you tell me where I could find Siobhan Hart?
I don't know. I'm overseeing the work.
The candelabras look gorgeous. Fiona Walsh, Lifestyle Ireland. I was hoping to get a few more details about the gala. Perhaps you can help me.
You know, you're better off speaking with my boss, Paige, or Miss Monaghan.
Paige Monaghan? You are kidding. She did a few events in London that I covered.
Oh, that's... small world. Well, she's not here right now, but she'll be really sorry she missed you.
Well, I'll be here for an hour or so. Could you call her? Just let her know I'm here.
Like, right now?
Yeah.
Aiden and Brooke drive down a winding country road.
Are you hungry? Miss Clara makes a dangerously good meat pie.
I'm okay. I ate at the caterer's office.
I didn't realize. If you recall, I was waiting in the car.
Right. Sorry.
Brooke checks her phone.
Hey there, how's it going?
Hey, Paige. So, fun coincidence. The reporter, Fiona Walsh, that you met in London is here.
Really? Oh, that is fun.
I know, and she's going to be here for another hour, and she'd love to see you. When will you be back?
Oh, you'll be gone at least 2 hours. Oh,
yeah.
Too bad you'll miss her entirely. Okay, bye. Ooh, sorry. She's not going to be back, so.
Okay, got it. Well, I am just so glad that you got it to stop bleeding.
Brooke hangs up.
Bleeding?
Yeah, just a little minor injury. You know what? I am kind of hungry.
Are you sure? Because...
Yeah, no, I'm actually starving. We should stop. Can we stop? Let's just stop.
Okay. Okay. As it is.
Great.
Too much meat or not enough pie?
Oh, no, it's delicious. I just think my eyes were a bit bigger than my stomach.
Thanks, Clara. Just to check.
No. You know what we don't do anymore as people? We don't just sit and chat. You know, like really just take our time and just chat.
Right. I hear you're helping with the gala. I don't suppose that leaves much time for hunting down your relatives. O'Reilly, wasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't even started looking.
Well, when you do, have a chat with the Duchess. She has a near encyclopedic knowledge of who's who and what's what and who went where with who wearing what.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Clara leaves the table.
O'Reilly?
Yeah, my father's birth parents. He was adopted. I'm Bennett.
You mean Mona?
Brooke looks up.
Right. Yeah, no, Bennett is my married name. Yeah, or was. I'm divorced. Almost a year now.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't your fault. Unless you were secretly advising him to shut down emotionally and make wildly irresponsible financial decisions. Were you doing that?
I don't recall having those conversations, no.
It's for the best. I mean, starting over is tough, but I guess you could say I find myself in a bit of a...
crisis of identity?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Her eyes drift to an art piece.
That's a holiday version of an old Irish proverb. May the most you wish for this Christmas be the least you get.
And the red one?
Two people shorten the road.
Brooke smiles. Later, they leave the pub.
Well, I suppose we should be getting back. I'd be wondering where we've gotten off to.
I should just check in with Margot.
Brooke dials her phone.
Hey, I was just checking in to see if the room is free of workers.
Partridge is still in the pear tree.
Okay, so...
I repeat, the partridge is still in the pear tree.
Right, what does that mean?
The partridge is still in the pear tree!
As Brooke knits her brows, Aiden smiles.
Okay, great, thanks. Yeah, so the ballroom is still it's a work zone, and Margot's bird watching. So it looks like we have a little free time. If there was one thing that tourists never get to see, what would it be?
Aiden drives down a snowy lane, then parks near a gate. As he and Brooke climb out of the car, she gazes up at a stone chapel.
If we're going to confession, I'm going to need to take a rain check.
Don't worry, your secrets are safe. This chapel hasn't been used in years.
Inside.
Wow, it's beautiful.
We just had our Christmas Eve service when a huge storm came through.
A tarp covers a hole in the roof.
Haven't had much luck finding someone to properly restore it.
Well, maybe this is your next project.
I design office buildings, hotels, apartments. My one and only experience with restoration didn't exactly leave a pleasant taste in my mouth.
How so?
The build I was on in Italy, we promised we'd preserve the historic buildings around it, but financially it would have buried us, so we didn't.
Oh, ouch.
And then being confronted by the woman whose family had lived there for generations, yeah, she was devastated. I quit the next day.
Really? Just like that?
Just couldn't do it anymore.
You know, my mom always said that sometimes you have to hit bottom to find your way to the top.
They sit in pews.
I really miss her.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it makes you realize how easily we take people for granted when they're healthy. Family is just the single greatest gift we're given. We gotta love them as hard as we can while we can. Flaws and all. But the good news is, it's never too late to become the people or person of Irish noble descent that we really want to be.
Two questions.
He smiles and leans forward.
Do you have any plans tonight? And how do you feel about large crowds and centuries-old tree-lighting ceremonies?
Brooke smiles. Later, she returns to her quarters.
Honey, I'm home.
I hope you enjoyed gallivanting around the countryside of Prince Charming while I'm stuck here like some spy behind enemy lines.
Oh, eating chocolate-covered almonds. You look like you are really suffering.
No, I am. What's with the smile?
I'm not.
Spill it. What?
Nothing. It's nothing. It was a good day. Yeah, the caterer is confirmed. And, I learned the Duchess is who we should talk to about Dad's lineage.
Oh.
And, what else? Oh, Aiden invited us to the tree lighting tonight.
Us or you?
Us. You and me. Us. Margot, it's a casual invite to a casual event.
Mm-hmm.
Margot's brows raise.
Can you help me pick out something to wear?
Margot nods. Outside at night, a crowd gathers around dancers at the Christmas tree lighting. Brooke fidgets with a scarf.
Relax,
So you look great.
What? I'm not trying to. No, I wasn't even looking at myself. I was just looking around for...
Impeccable timing.
Hi.
You look nice. Both of you.
Oh, thanks. Aww. Thank you. So do you.
Well, they're just about to start, shall we?
Okay.
As the sisters follow Aiden toward a Christmas tree, the dancers finish their routine. A mayor wears a suit as he strides toward the tree.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the annual lighting of the tree. Firstly, I'd like to... My lord, I didn't realize you'd be in attendance this evening. Would you care to grace us with a few words?
Of course.
His lordship.
Aiden joins the mayor in front of the crowd.
Thank you, mayor. I'm as surprised by my attendance as you are. But there's only so much lounging around with a golden scepter one man can tolerate. And the truth is...
A snowball strikes Aiden's coat. In the crowd, a young boy flashes a mischievous grin.
If you're going to throw a snowball at someone, you best be careful, because that someone may be inclined to throw it back.
Aiden lobs a snowball toward the boy, then dodges another.
Oh, I'd say that's a hint to get on with it, so let's get on with it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lights on the Christmas tree glow warmly. Aiden smiles as he returns to Brooke's side.
I showed him what's what, huh?
You kind of throw like an Earl. You handled that very nicely.
Perhaps some of your wit and charm is rubbing off, Miss Monroe.
They share a smile.
Shoes, where are my shoes?
Did you check the spot where we keep the shoes?
Right, of course.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Something a little scattered this morning. Is everything all right?
I'm fine. It's just, we have 4 days until the party, and we still don't have a band.
And it's not because you're meeting the Earl in 10 minutes ago.
Wait, are you serious? I'm late?
I'm messing with you. But you might want to keep your cards closer to your vest. They're showing a bit.
Brooke grins.
Are you sure you're okay hanging back today?
Yeah. I'm going to hit the Duchess up for some more info on Dad's family. Maybe try Bond. See if she'll adopt me.
Nice. Purse. Where's my purse?
Margot points to the purse at Brooke's side.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Great.
Outside, Aiden waits for Brooke.
What adventure awaits us today?
Any chance you know where to find a string quartet?
Hold on a sec. No. But I do know a well-connected baron. Perhaps we should go say hello.
All right.
Brooke follows Aiden to the car. Then, they drive down a winding road lined with hills and sprinkled with snow. The car pulls into a driveway near a stone building. Christmas wreaths brighten the gray exterior. Nearby, two stable hands walk horses. Aiden and Brooke climb out of the car. Then, they follow the Baron into a foyer decorated for Christmas.
It's been too long, my boy, but a wonderful surprise nonetheless. I'm afraid I may not be of much help with the music. There was a time I knew of 2 or 3 different string outfits from parties I've thrown over the years, but those days are long over.
Does it have to be strings?
Well, I mean, I think we should steer clear of, you know, bongos and bagpipes, but I think we can afford to get a little creative. What were you thinking?
Well, I seem to recall you tickling the ivories now and again. It puts Elton to shame. Jazz, classical rock, you name it.
He exaggerates. But I do play.
The Baron smiles and sits down at a piano.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
I meant to appear at the gala as a guest. But if you can drag in a piano, I'd be happy to play for my supper.
Really? Oh, that would be so great. That would be amazing. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I wanted to ask you about your horses. They were just magnificent. Is that an Arabian?
You have a good eye. Do you ride?
I do. Well, I did. It's been forever.
For me as well. Perhaps we could take him for a quick spin. Stretch your legs a little bit.
Margot meets with the Duchess.
You remind me a lot of my son. He's confident. Unique.
Oh.
So you came here to ask about lineage Monaghan, I presume?
No, Riley, our dad was adopted. We've got the records, but no first names.
Well, any other clues, pictures?
Well, he had a teddy bear from when he was born, and there was a locket on it with freedom written inside.
Freedom? Well, it's not a lot to go on.
I know, sorry if I'm wasting your time.
On the contrary, my dear, there's nothing I love more than a good puzzle.
Oh, eggnog? Thank you.
As Marga sips eggnog, her eyes widen.
Oh!
Irish eggnog.
Oh, it's nice.
To freedom.
To freedom!
Ooh. Now, tell me more about your father.
Oh, well, it's a long story.
Along a coastline, Brooke and Aiden ride horses across snow-dusted hills. Under a cloudy winter sky, they gallop across the landscape together. Their horses carry them over the top of a hill. Nearby, waves lap at the rocky shoreline. Later, the horses graze as Brooke and Aiden sit on a low stone wall.
I just don't know why you'd ever want to leave a place like this.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about moving back?
I'm not sure it's that simple.
Aiden pours a beverage from a thermos.
My father was a brilliant man. Beloved, revered. And he left behind an immense set of shoes. I've always had this nagging feeling that I wasn't fit to fill them. It's funny how often I've proven that to be true.
He sips his drink.
Maybe, but... you know, our mistakes don't define us. They give us perspective. You know, and it's likely you won't fill your father's shoes. I don't know, it's never too late to become the person you want to be. And I think that person's more than enough.
Aiden smiles. Meanwhile, in the sitting room.
He just said it, I don't know why. Oh, hey, how'd it go?
We have music. We're going to Lanigan's for a bite. Come join us.
You guys go ahead. I'll catch up later.
All right. Well, I guess it's just the two of us.
Aiden grins. His car travels down a hilly road. In the evening, a crowd gathers in the pub. Aiden and Brooke make their way toward the bar.
What's the celebration? Free pint with every smile.
We'd be bankrupt within the hour. Word got out that the band were planning to warm up their fingers. They're playing the last stop at the 12 Pubs party this year, and apparently they're taking it quite seriously. So I hope you weren't planning a quiet sit-down. It's about to get a mite livelier in here.
Well, that's all right. I left my knitting in the car.
I'd best pour you both a pint, so you'll be needing to cool down soon enough.
Clara smiles as Aiden and Brooke turn toward the band. A young woman smiles at the crowd as she begins to dance.
You don't see this too often in New York, huh?
I haven't seen anything like this anywhere. It's amazing.
As the dancers' feet strike the floor, the crowd grins and claps along.
The only thing better than watching...
Here, you two.
Come on.
I don't know the steps.
None of us do. So, but... just smile and move your feet. Can you manage that?
Aiden takes Brooke's hand. They shuffle toward a pair of dancers.
There we go.
Clara grins as she watches from behind the bar.
Okay, you go through.
Brooke and the female dancer cross the floor. Aiden and a male dancer follow. Brooke and Aiden cross their wrists, then join hands. They dance as they whirl around in a circle.
Your Irish roots are showing.
Hi, yours are too.
Aiden and Brooke continue their dance as the crowd watches. They grin as the dance ends, then bow toward each other. Brooke gazes up into Aiden's eyes, then looks away with a smile.
So how are your feet after last night?
Oh, I feel like I ran barefoot through the five boroughs.
But worth it.
Oh, that was the most fun I've had in years. Maybe ever.
And where's Margot today?
She's having lunch with the Duchess.
Mm.
Yeah, she's hard not to love.
Must run on the fun.
So why are we picking a tree? I mean, there's almost one in every room of the castle.
Almost every room. Let's just say you've inspired me the past few days. Got me thinking about Siobhan and I and how when we were young, Tree Day was almost as thrilling as Christmas itself. Dad would bundle us up and we'd trek out to find the biggest, fullest, most Christmassy-smelling Douglas fir in all the land.
Most Christmassy-smelling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But decorating the tree was, it was one of our favorite things to do as kids together, you know? It was pure joy. And it was one of those moments where it just felt like a normal family. So I thought this might be something that can mend a few fences. Care to give us a hand?
I'd love to.
In a dining room.
Have you had any breakthroughs on the O'Reilly family tree?
Well, as much as it pains me to say so, no.
Not as of yet.
Oh, that's why you invited me.
Not today. Ladies, may I present Miss Margot Monaghan from...
Ladies, I do hope you've saved all your juiciest gossip. Hello.
Hi.
Margot, this is my son, Killian Dunleavy, the Marquess of Castle Blayney.
Please, please, call me Killian Dunleavy, the Marquess of Castle Blayney.
Margot is a friend from New York. She'll be joining us for lunch today.
Will she now?
Indeed she will.
Margot smiles, then sits down. In the parlor, Brooke and Aiden decorate a Christmas tree. Aiden hangs a ball on the tree, then smiles at Brooke.
Was I humming? Oh no, I think I do that sometimes.
It's very charming. I think we're about ready for the crown.
As Aiden holds a silver star, Brooke stares.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Sorry. I just for all of my husband's flaws, Christmas was really special for us, especially decorating the tree. Mm. And he was taller than me, so he always did the star, and everything just was kind of off.
Well, I know the feeling. Christmas has been off for me for the last few years, too.
How would you be spending it if you weren't here?
Room service and watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Kind of sounds like it's a lonely life.
I suppose I just came to accept it.
And now?
Now, I'm starting to remember what Christmas is supposed to feel like. You know, it's inspiring watching you work. I mean, despite your setbacks, you've taken something that you love and built an entire career that says, this is me, this is who I am.
Could you do this for me?
No. But perhaps we could do it together.
Aiden offers Brooke his hand, then helps her onto a step stool near the Christmas tree. He hands her the star. Then, she carefully places it at the top of the tree. Aiden takes Brooke's hand again as she steps down.
For the final touch.
Aiden turns the tree lights on. He and Brooke smile at their decorating work, then at each other. In the evening, John opens a door for Margot.
Thank you.
Margot enters Castle Heart. Nearby, Fiona Walsh meets with Siobhan.
Well, this is a big thing to do, so that's obviously very exciting. I think you'll really enjoy it.
So I wanted to try something different this year.
Margot spots Brooke and Aiden. She scoots away and pulls Brooke behind a Christmas tree.
Aiden! Have you met Fiona Walsh?
She's covering the gala for Lifestyle Ireland.
Oh, I haven't. It's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you. Have you seen Paige? Fiona wants to interview her.
I have. She's right. That's odd. She was right there.
Indeed. I would like to speak to her. I think the idea of a refined New York sensibility meets traditional Irish aesthetic is a good angle for the article. Do have her call me.
Of course. I'll make sure she's in touch.
Okay.
As Fiona leaves, Brooke and Margot pop out from behind a pillar.
Hey!
Hey.
We were just,
looking for spiders?
No, we were just, admiring the, architecture.
Architecture,
she's
right.
So much of
so good.
Fiona Walsh is looking for you. She was just here.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Bad timing.
Yeah, she'd like to feature you in an article she's writing.
Really?
Really?
In fact, if we go now, we can probably still catch her.
Oh, no, no, it's okay. It's okay. We've worked together before, so I have her number. I'll give her a ring.
Okay.
Jennifer arrives with a smile and wave.
I just remembered I have a meeting. It's a really boring one about napkins and things, so I'm gonna just excuse myself, please. So architecture, right? It's great, really nice, really strong, sturdy.
Jennifer, what a surprise. I was in the area, I thought I'd pop in to see the kitchen. Is this a bad time?
No, not at all. The kitchen is just this way.
Outside?
Yeah, medieval architecture, am I right? Yeah, it's just this way.
Brooke leads Jennifer outside.
Jennifer? Don't tell me, you're catering the gala.
I am indeed. Fiona, what a lovely surprise. It's been ages. Mm. Have you met Brooke?
Brooke? Ah, I broke a nail. Oh,
a nail? Wow. Just now?
Yep.
May I have a look? I have a nail.
No, thank you. Thank you. No, it's bad. It's a bad one. I can feel it. Oh, it's messy. We'll grab some bandages on the way to the kitchen.
Madam?
Oh, thanks.
A valet brings Fiona's keys.
Jennifer, always a pleasure, and you take care of that finger.
Thank you.
Fiona leaves.
Good evening. Were you expecting a car, Ms. Monahan?
Jennifer's brows raise. Then, she and Brooke return to the castle.
I can explain.
I don't want to know.
Listen, the truth is... when they hired me, they thought I was Paige, and I didn't correct them because they were desperate. But this party is unbelievably important, and I'm just trying to make sure it happens. Please don't say anything. I'm literally begging you.
Fine. But you can find yourself another caterer.
What? But why?
Because one day I hope to work with the real Paige Monahan again. And I don't want to risk that by getting in the middle of... well, whatever this is. You're on your own, Brooke.
As Jennifer leaves Castle Heart, Brooke blinks rapidly.
3 days to go and she backs out?
Well, I've half a mind to ring her up myself.
No, don't do that. It was...
It was my fault. I gave her the wrong date for the gala and she's triple booked that day. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure the castle restaurant can't do it?
Not for an event this big. We could supplement, but these caterers, they bring in a mobile kitchen and a full staff. We're sunk.
No, not yet. No, we'll figure it out. We always do. Don't we, Paige?
Brooke stares into the distance.
Paige?
I need some air.
Brooke heads out.
It's all part of her process. We'll get this sorted, don't worry.
Marco hurries after Brooke as Aiden and Siobhan share worried glances. In her quarters, Brooke packs her bags.
Hey, what are you doing?
What I should have done a week ago.
Oh, Brooke, okay, I think you're overreacting a bit. So we lost the caterer.
You don't get it, do you? You don't get how ugly this is, how just... awful, I feel. Margot, these people have put their trust in us, and we're just lying to their faces. This is... it's just not a game.
I know it's not.
Do you? Because you just keep piling lie on top of lie on top of lie, like it's nothing. I never should have let you talk me into this. I knew it.
Okay, I messed up. I know that. I was trying to do something good, and I shouldn't have gotten involved. But the point is that they did trust us. They trusted you. And if you quit now, it's them that suffers, not me. Don't punish them for my stupidity. They need you, Brooke.
As Marco strides away, Brooke considers her sister's advice. In the castle ballroom, Brooke illuminates a decorative branch with string lights. Aiden approaches.
Well, there's a trick I haven't seen. You learned this from your elite New York Academy of Design?
No, this is from my elite academy of a childhood spent throwing very lavish parties for my Barbies. This has just always been my passion, just started on a slightly smaller scale.
She avoids his eyes as she picks up more lights.
I haven't heard from you this morning. I was worried that maybe you'd,
What, quit? No. Just a little preoccupied.
Paige, what happened with the caterer? It wasn't your fault. It's an honest mistake.
She turns to him.
Aiden, there's something you need to know about me. I'm not...
Perfect. I'm happy to hear, because frankly, I was beginning to wonder. Who is it who told me that we're not defined by our mistakes?
Aiden.
I mean, look what you've accomplished in a week. I believe in you.
I can fix this. I'm going to fix this.
We can do it together.
Great.
Worst case scenario, we back up a truckload of sausages and have the lads fire up the grills.
You know what? That's not entirely off base.
Later.
Are you daft? I can't cater the Christmas gala.
Clara, we're desperate.
Oh, such flattery.
We really are desperate.
But why me? The Duchess and her friends aren't exactly the cottage pie and Kilcannon types.
Meat and potatoes.
Oh, but it doesn't have to be fancy. No, it just has to be delicious, and your food is most definitely that. What's your most popular dish?
Steak and onion pie with a side of green beans.
Okay, so we serve it on very fancy plates. We call it tortier with Eric Covert, and no one knows the difference.
Well, even if I said yes, I don't have the space or the help.
What if we told you we already figured that part out? Would that be a yes?
Clara smiles. Later, on a sidewalk.
All right, this is great. We have dinner sorted out. Now we just need appetizers and desserts.
I have an idea.
Brooke follows Aiden. They return to the castle with shopping bags.
Are you planning on telling me what we've bought all these ingredients for?
Nope. I'm planning on showing you.
In a kitchen.
So plum pudding, is it kind of like a fruitcake?
Similar. If Christmas could be summed up in a taste, this is it.
And he bakes. Oh, you've been holding out on me.
No, I can't really. These recipes have been handed down for generations, and each family has a custodian of theirs, and I'm him. Let's, as they say in America, do this.
Aiden picks up a bowl of flour and adds butter while Brooke zests an orange with a grater. Brooke adds zest. Then, Aiden juggles oranges.
Diversion.
Oh. Very fancy.
You want to try it?
They crack eggs into batter.
There we go. Like that. Mm-hmm.
Brooke lifts a bowl.
Look at that. We did it.
She places the bowl in an oven to bake.
Now what?
Now we make 10 more.
Let's do this.
I knew it.
That's what Americans say. Let's do this.
Later, Aiden places baked plum pudding on the counter.
Now, technically, you're not supposed to try it out of the oven, but there's something to be said for quality control. And the recipe also says you can't eat the first bite yourself.
He offers her a bite of pudding.
Mm. Wow. Yep, that is... You know, you're unexpected. When I first met you, I kind of thought you were, you know. And now I realize I was wrong. But, yeah, no, I was wrong. You're so kind and thoughtful and authentic.
She gazes into his eyes.
Page.
I just realized that I don't have a dress for tomorrow. So, I mean, we should probably get this cleaned up, you know, so I can,
yeah.
I can find something to wear.
Right.
Yeah.
Paige checks messages.
You have one new message. Paige, this is Fiona Walsh with Lifestyle Ireland. I've been trying to connect with you at Castle Heart about the Duchess's Christmas gala that you're planning, but... We seem to keep missing each other. So, if you could give me a ring at your earliest convenience. Thanks.
In a kitchen.
Hey, appetizers are over there, please. And then main courses are here. And that's great, thank you. And desserts over there, please.
Tourtière with Harry Covert.
Oh, same magnifique, Clara. Thank you. So, you haven't seen Margot by chance, have you?
No, I haven't.
Aiden enters the kitchen.
Great, thank you.
Everything going smoothly?
Yes, I think we're done, other than the guest.
You deserve a break. Come on.
Come on where?
In the chapel, Aiden shares an architectural design with Brooke.
Aiden, this is so beautiful. When did you do this?
Oh, the last few days. I got inspired.
So does this mean you're staying?
Well, I haven't talked to Siobhan yet, but I'd like to. It's starting to feel like home again.
I'm really happy for you. Really.
If I haven't thanked you yet.
I'm just doing my job.
Well, not for the gala. It's more than that. You've inspired me with your wisdom and your heart. And for extending yourself when you didn't have to. And for teaching me the value of family, of loyalty. You know, I see what you have with your sister. I want that with mine. It's what you do. It's who you are. And the truth is, I've never met a woman like you. And I'm not sure that I'm ready to say goodbye just yet.
Aiden, I...
Brooke smiles, then shakes her head.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I have to get ready.
She leaves Aiden behind and returns to the castle.
Beg pardon, Miss Monaghan. I left the packages in the room.
John smiles, then continues on his way with a polite nod. In Brooke's quarters, four gowns with matching shoes drape over furniture. Brooke stares at the gowns, surprised. She reaches out and picks up a blue gown from the couch. Glittering stones circle the gown's waistline. Brooke holds the gown to her body, then finds an envelope underneath. On Castle Heart Hotel stationery, she finds a note from Aiden.
For your selection, Aiden.
Brooke's eyes flood with tears. She presses her hand to her forehead. Later, Brooke remains on the couch. She clutches the gown, her face streaked with tears. Margot comes in.
What is it? What happened?
It's this. It's all of this. He's been so nice to me, and all I want to do is just tell him how much I like him, which I really think is a lot, and I can't because I'm not who I said I was, and if I do tell him, it's going to ruin everything. And then I said all of that stuff to you, and I know you're just trying to help, and I couldn't find you, and I got so worried that you...
I had what? Abandoned my sister? I never. Come on, never.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Look, and if Aiden likes you half as much as I do, then your name could be Candy Cane McChristmas and he wouldn't care. We'll explain everything when the time is right, and he'll completely understand. I promise. I promise.
If you need a dress, there are a few to choose from.
Oh, I'm good. I went shopping this morning with Killian.
Oh.
Now, get your glass slippers. Which ones? And let's blow the doors off this thing. Yeah?
I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Brooke and Margot hug. At night, a car arrives at Castle Heart. Silver glitter high heels step out into the driveway. In the ballroom, guests wear suits and gowns as they mingle. Siobhan and the Duchess hold champagne glasses.
Perfect. Beyond my expectations. Oh, with Paige around, I believe a thank you is in order.
Aiden, have you seen Paige?
I haven't, but I'll go check out and see if she's...
On a balcony, Brooke arrives in a red strapless gown. She gazes at Aiden with a smile on her crimson lips. As Aiden smiles up at Brooke, she waves. Then, she heads toward a staircase.
Excuse me.
The Duchess nods and smiles knowingly as Aiden crosses the ballroom toward Brooke.
Hi.
Aiden's eyes lock on Brooke.
Do I have something on my face?
Only a smile that lights up the room. You look stunning.
Thank you. And thank you for the dress. It's perfect.
Yes, it is. Well, I suppose I should let you show it off.
Aiden leads Brooke toward Siobhan and the Duchess.
not only does she throw a truly magnificent party, she outshines everyone in the room.
Thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without my incredible... Well,
what do we miss?
My extraordinary sister.
Well, you are quite the team. You have outdone yourselves, ladies. Thank you. Well, I suppose I'd better go and mingle, but please eat, drink, enjoy. You've earned it. All of you.
You don't have to tell me twice, shall we?
Yes.
Margot walks away, arm in arm with Killian.
I should. Yeah.
As Brooke mingles with the guests, Aiden watches with a smile.
Oh, Clara, the food is such a hit. Everyone's loving it.
We can barely keep up with seconds.
Thank you.
Brooke approaches Liam near his Christmas tree sculpture.
Liam, the tree is just, it's so beautiful.
Well, I designed it to represent a new beginning in our community. The brightness of the palace and the strength of our people.
Thank you so much, Liam.
You're welcome.
Brooke peers around the room at the happy guests, then grins at Margot.
What? We did it.
Not bad for a couple waitresses from New York.
Event planners from New York.
Event planners from New York.
At a table, the Duchess sits.
Is it just me or does she just seem bored?
Yeah, and is a bit of a snoozer.
Well, this is what she wanted.
I think it's what she's supposed to want. But she's gonna love what you've planned next.
Let's do it.
Brooke smiles, then raises her brows at Siobhan from across the room. Four step dancers file into the ballroom and head for the dance floor. As the band plays and the dancers' feet fly, party guests clap along with the merriment. Some guests even rise to their feet for a better view of the festivities. Brooke turns to Margot with a grin.
They're amazing.
It's so good!
On the piano bench, the Baron keeps time. Nervously, Siobhan eyes the Duchess as guests head for the dance floor. Eagerly, the Duchess rises from her seat. As Brooke watches, Liam approaches the Duchess.
Reminds me of the old community parties we used to have.
Indeed. I believe it's time we got back to doing those again.
As the Duchess smiles, Liam offers his hand. They step onto the dance floor together, then dance.
Is she? She's dancing!
Many guests join in. With a grin, Margot dances with Killian. The Duchess throws her head back with laughter. As the dance ends, Aiden joins Brooke at the edge of the dance floor.
You are just full of surprises, aren't you? Have you been keeping anything else from me?
Actually, can I talk to you in private?
Aiden and Brooke step into a courtyard. In the trees, string lights glow softly. Brooke faces Aiden, then lowers her gaze to her folded hands. Her eyes raised to meet his.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm...
Brooke Bennett.
Paige arrives with Fiona.
Her name is Brooke Bennett. She's been lying to us. This is the real Paige Monahan. Brooke is a waitress she fired 2 weeks ago.
Aiden turns to Brooke.
This is true.
She nods, blinking rapidly.
Yeah.
I trusted you. I shared things.
I know. I'm so sorry. You needed help with the gala, and I knew if you knew who I really was, you wouldn't have hired us, so I went along with it. I've wanted to tell you. I promise I was desperate to tell you. I was trying to tell you, I swear.
It was my fault, not her. She had nothing to do with it.
I'm so sorry.
Aiden.
He walks away from Brooke.
You. Give me one reason I shouldn't have both of you thrown in jail.
These young ladies are among the finest I've ever met, regardless of what their names are. You breathe one word of this, and I'll make sure you never work in this part of the world again. How's that for one?
Stunned, Paige glares at Brooke. As Paige strides out of the courtyard, Brooke shakes her head. She blinks back tears of shame. In the daytime, Siobhan enters the parlor with an armful of files. She spots the Christmas tree Aiden decorated with Brooke. A smile spreads across her face. At the top of the Christmas tree, a silver star glitters. Siobhan reaches for an envelope on a table. A note from Aiden reads, "Come to the chapel, Aiden, XO." In the driveway, attendants load a car trunk. In the back seat, Margot turns to Brooke.
Are you sure you want to do this? What if this is your fairy tale? If we drive away now, you're never going to know.
Brooke blinks rapidly. She leans against the back of the seat as the driver starts the car and pulls away from Castle Heart. Meanwhile, Siobhan meets Aiden in the chapel.
Aiden, I got your note. And the tree in the parlor. You did that for me.
Well, I was meaning to wait until Christmas, but after last night, I figured we could both use a bit of cheering up.
Aiden hands Siobhan a gift.
It's for you.
She unrolls paper.
It's just a rough sketch, but I've added an annex on the back for receptions. We could do baptisms, weddings. It should significantly increase hotel traffic.
It's wonderful. But what?
I'm done. Done with running away. Done with hiding. And most importantly, I'm done with not having my sister in my life. If you're agreeable, I'd like to come home.
Her eyes grow misty.
When you left, I was so angry. I blamed all my struggles on you. I was angry, not because I felt betrayed. I just wanted my brother back.
Your brother, the Earl?
My brother, the man. Titles mean nothing. All that matters is what's underneath.
Aiden and Siobhan smile, then hug.
Goes for someone else I could think of.
She lied to me.
Aye, she did. But she was right. Had we known who she was, would we have hired her?
Yeah, not likely.
And where would we be now? She did it not to spite us, but to help us. If that doesn't speak of character, I don't know what does.
She holds up the sketch.
Thank you for this.
With a grin, she hands him the cardboard tube that held the sketch.
Welcome home, brother.
As Siobhan heads toward the chapel doors, Aiden turns toward a pew. He sets the cardboard tube down on it.
Did you forget something?
Brooke stands at the door, then walks into the chapel.
I think I did. Aiden, I...
Me first.
No, me first. I am so sorry. There's no excuse for what I did. I wanted nothing more than to tell you the truth. I mean, my whole life, I've just wanted to be seen, and here I am living someone else's identity, and it just makes me sick inside to think that you think none of it was real, because the truth is, all of those moments of sharing and of honesty and joy, they've all been real. And I...
He walks toward her.
From the moment I met you, I knew there was something different about you. I've waited my whole life to meet you. And yet, I don't think we've probably done that yet.
She smiles, then wipes a tear.
Aiden Hart.
She shakes his hand.
Brooke Bennett.
Aiden gazes into Brooke's eyes.
It's lovely to meet you, Brooke.
Very nice to meet you, too.
And if it's all right, I'd really like to see more of you.
Aiden takes another step toward Brooke, then gently pulls her into a kiss. In the chapel aisle, they embrace. As their kiss ends, they share a warm smile. Brooke rests her head on Aiden's shoulder. Later, Aiden parks the car in the driveway of the residence. Brooke, Margot, and Siobhan climb out. In another vehicle, the Duchess arrives with Killian. Brooke turns to Margot.
I wonder why she called us out.
I don't know. She just called and said to meet her here. I'm not
sure. The Duchess smiles.
Come. It appears they're home.
Who's home?
Freedom. Well, at first I thought it was just a meaningless word, but then it occurred to me that all Irish names have a meaning, and the name meaning freedom is Saoirse.
Oh.
A man opens the front door.
Your Grace. My Lord. Is there something wrong?
No, not in the least. You are Patrick O'Reilly, Mother Saoirse. Four children, first born in America, then put up for adoption.
A boy, aye. What's this about?
Do you recall the date of birth?
Aye, we celebrate it every year. It's the 12th of January.
January 1951. That was our father, John.
Oh, that's impossible. That'll make me your uncle.
Everyone grins.
Oh my goodness, if that's the case, come in.
Everyone steps inside.
Now, listen.
Brooke and Margot.
Right. Now, you lot, you never met your eldest uncle. None of us did. His name was John. And these are his girls.
We found our family.
And this is your Aunt Clara.
What? It's a real Christmas miracle. Welcome home, girls. You're just in time for tea.
Clara throws her arms around Brooke with a smile. Brooke and Margot's newfound family gathers around to greet them. Brooke smiles, then crosses the room to Aiden. Aiden slips his arm around Brooke. Her lips meet his in a kiss. The couple grins as they watch the O'Reilly family. In the yard, a light snow dusts the treetops. We drift above the O'Reilly home in the Irish countryside. The happy end.